This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Halt Holtec. Hobbs NRC scoping meeting and Shimkus bill moving. On Tuesday night, locals and New Mexicans from across the state joined together at a public meeting in Hobbs to tell the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to halt Holtec. The NRC heard from 47 people, of which 70% opposed the proposal to bring all of the high-level radioactive waste from all of the nuclear power plants from across the country to southeastern New Mexico for storage. The 13 speakers in support included Holtec, representatives from the Eddie Lee Energy Alliance, who are the property owners, the mayor of Hobbs, and local state legislators. They spoke about the 55 jobs that would be created and their support and trust of the NRC process. They cited the other nuclear sites in the area, including the waste isolation pilot plant for plutonium-contaminated nuclear weapons waste and the Urenco uranium processing plant. They claimed the communities are very, quote-unquote, nationalistic about the nuclear sites. The 33 who spoke in opposition included mothers and fathers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, teachers and professors, business owners, truck drivers, downwinders, activists, and a geologist specializing in gas and oil exploration. They raised concerns about the health, safety, and financial impacts of this controversial high-level radioactive waste storage project on surrounding communities and communities along the transportation routes. Over 10,000 overweight rail cars would carry waste from across the country to the proposed site, and the waste would likely travel very near the Carlsbad sinkhole. Rose Gardner of the Alliance for Environmental Strategy spoke about the number of train derailments and accidents in the area. She cited recent rail events in Texas, including a 7-car train derailment near Odessa and the collision of 2 trains in Monahans. Further, the federal government may never find a permanent place for the waste, potentially creating a permanent storage site at a site designed for temporary storage. Many ask about why the communities that have benefited from the nuclear power generated are now saying it is no longer safe and that it must be stored in New Mexico, far from their homes. In this regard, we understand that next week, a congressional bill that would open the door to the proposals of Holtec and waste control specialists for so-called, quote-unquote, centralized or consolidated interim storage facilities will be heard on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives. Please contact your U.S. representatives about H.R. 3053, called the Nuclear Waste Policy Act of 2018. It is also known as the Shimkus Mobile Chernobyl Screw Nevada Nuke Waste Parking Lot Dump Bill. For more information, please go to the websites of Nuclear Information and Resource Service at NIRS.org and Beyond Nuclear at BeyondNuclear.org and get involved. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit nuclearactive.org.